Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is supporting a measure to tax and regulate intoxicating hemp products. WBEZ's Alex Degman has details.
The Hemp Consumer Products Act sets regulations for producing, distributing, testing, and selling hemp-derived products like Delta 8 and CBD lotions. It raises the legal purchase age to 21 and bans packaging that's designed to look like snacks or candy. It requires products to be sold in dispensaries, not smoke shops or gas stations. Pritzker says both kids and adults are getting sick.
Even if they are consumed intentionally, these products can pose a significant risk to health and well-being. Because they are unregulated, there are no testing or dosage requirements.
The Illinois Hemp Business Association pushed back, saying they've been largely ignored. Lawmakers will likely get to this during their lame duck session next month. I'm Alex Degman.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is among two dozen Republican governors pledging to send state law enforcement or the National Guard to help President-elect Donald Trump deport certain immigrants. The Republican Governors Association issued a joint statement on Friday saying their states will, quote, back efforts to deport dangerous criminals, gang members, and terrorists who are in this country illegally, end quote. Governor Reynolds has previously sent state troopers and National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border to help with the Texas governor's border enforcement efforts. The University of Dubuque has announced it will open a new medical school. Iowa Public Radio's Grant Leo Winterer has details.
The John and Alice Butler School of Osteopathic Medicine will be Iowa's first new medical school in 125 years. The school plans to start accepting students in August of 2028. The University of Dubuque anticipates full enrollment for the school will number 800 students. At an announcement ceremony Friday, U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley said the school would go a long way toward addressing the physician shortage in Iowa and beyond.
Providing for rural health care has always been a major problem. We need many more in these roles, and this announcement today will help fill that need.
A $50 million donation from residents John and Alice Butler will jumpstart the school. Nearly half of that money will go to scholarships for in-state students. I'm Grant Leo Winterer, IPR News.
The U.S. Drought Monitor reports drought conditions are expanding in northwest Illinois and southeast Iowa. The monitor's latest map shows counties along the river from the Quad Cities downstream to the Missouri border have degraded from abnormally dry into moderate drought. Climatologist Curtis Regante with the Drought Mitigation Center in Omaha says the map shows residual impacts of an especially warm and dry October.
So especially as you go back into kind of the mid-late fall, we saw largely warmer than normal temperatures across a lot of the Great Plains and upper Midwest area. So that certainly would have had an impact on higher than normal evaporation rates for that time of year.
The monitor is forecasting drought conditions to improve by the end of winter across much of the upper Midwest and Great Lakes states. So far, 60 people have been confirmed to have the H5N1 virus, also known as the bird flu. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But none of those cases have been in Illinois or in Iowa. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports experts are still recommending workers take precautions.
The majority of confirmed cases of the bird flu in humans have come from contact with cows, according to the CDC. Christy Peterson is with the College of Veterinary Medicine at Ohio State University. She says many workers are getting pink eye when milk splashes in their eyes. She says that's why it's important that workers take precautions.
So if you are working in those settings, it is very important to wear masks. And if you are working with dairy cows where there's a risk of them being infected, eye protection is really the big difference there.
Peterson says there are some vaccines available that could protect against the virus, but she says many dairy farmers don't want to vaccinate their cows because they're not getting severely ill and recover quickly. Peterson made her comments on IPR's River to River. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
And I'm Joseph Leahy for WVIK News.